KPDK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Assembly and Senate will debate and adjust the state budget this week. Governor Tony Evers says the Republican draft passed last week takes away too much from the University of Wisconsin system and gives too much to the richest Wisconsinites.
I want a middle-class tax cut. I don't want a tax cut that is primarily for the wealthy in the state of Wisconsin. And I believe the University of Wisconsin system should be well-funded.
Evers has said he'd veto the entire bill if lawmakers defund the University of Wisconsin system's diversity offices. He says he hopes it doesn't come to that.
There's good reasons why that I believe that we can avoid doing that. So let's let the legislators mess around with this for a while and see if they can do the right thing.
The governor appeared on Upfront on WISN TV yesterday. Before the legislature works on the budget this week, there will be one last plea to keep Wisconsin's Office of School Safety going. Terry Bell reports.
The office was created in 2018, right after the Parkland, Florida school shooting. It got its start with federal money and continued with COVID relief funds. But that money and presumably the school safety office are set to run out of time at the end of this year. Governor Evers and Attorney General Josh Call asked to keep the office going with state money, but that was taken out by the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee earlier this month. Call and other supporters of the school safety office plan to make an announcement today in a last-ditch effort to rally the public to influence lawmakers. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
New tools to address Wisconsin's tight housing market. Governor Evers signed several bipartisan pieces of legislation last week to make the permitting process easier for housing developers and the creation of a loan program for builders and landlords that received $525 million from the Republican-led Budget Writing Committee. Evers said addressing the state's housing situation is a critical part of addressing Wisconsin's ongoing workforce challenges. Changes could be coming to who is responsible for managing man-made bodies of water near mining facilities throughout the state. Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles with more.
There is a bill that's being moved through the Wisconsin legislature quickly that would remove the Department of Natural Resources from issuing permits to regulate ponds created for non-metallic mines and leave that responsibility up to county governments. Supporters of the bill say it will streamline the permitting process. Opponents of the bill say that it may, quote, be detrimental to the public interest. The bill was introduced June 9th and heard on the full assembly floor less than a week later.
It will now go to the state Senate. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media News. Time is 8:03.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has released additional details in a Vernon County shooting that left one man dead. The Department of Justice said 61-year-old William Boardman was leaving a home on June 16th in Genoa and tried to flee from a sheriff's deputy during a traffic stop. The deputy, Jonathan Brown, hung onto the side of the vehicle and shot Boardman after he refused to stop. Boardman was pronounced dead at the scene. The DOJ is still investigating the shooting. A part of La Crosse Central High School will open today after being closed due to an electrical fire in the building's HVAC last Wednesday. The school district said all summer classes and activities would continue as scheduled, although some of them may be moved to a different location until the rest of the building is open. And one of the state's longest-running country music festivals wrapped up over the weekend, Country Fest in Kidat. Expected record crowds of around 100,000 people. During the event, they announced a few of next year's headliners. Eric Church, Keith Urban, and Jake Owen will be part of the lineup in 2024. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Brewers get the win in extra innings. Good morning. I'm Mike Clemens. All tied up 4-4 heading into the 10th inning when Owen Miller, who grew up a Brewers fan in Fredonia, Wisconsin, got his major league start with the Guardians, who then traded him to Milwaukee, now at the plate, top of the 10th at Progressive Field, Cleveland. Jeff Levering on Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
And the pitch driven out towards left field. Backing up onto the warning track. Kwan can't get it. It's off the top of the fence. Weaver's going to come in and score. Miller slides in safely, and the Brewers have the lead. Owen Miller missed a home run by a mere couple of feet. Ted hits off the top of the wall. Look at how he jumps on this fastball at the top of the zone with that short swing. Scores a run for the Brewers, at least one.
Miller with the RBI double to give the Brewers a 5-4 win over his old team, the Guardians, and a script right out of Hollywood.
Yeah, I mean, definitely couldn't have wrote it up any better than that. He was just trying to get a good pitch to hit there at the end, and I knew that they had been throwing early in the count strikes, so I just, you know, tried to put a good swing on it, and I did, and, you know, thankfully that it gave us a lead there in the 10th.
So the Brewers remain a half game behind the Reds, taking the series in Cleveland 2-1. Manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good series win, tough game for sure, and really good day for Owen with a couple doubles and the big hit to win it, so great to see, and got the big hit that we needed.
Elvis Peguero getting his first career save. Next, the Brewers head to New York, where they open a 3-game series tomorrow night against the Mets. NBA, some big decisions for the Bucks. Can they hang on to Chris Middleton or Brooke Lopez in free agency? And former Bucks owner Mark Lastry telling ESPN Giannis has to decide on whether to sign an extension in September.
You are going to tend to do what's best to try to win. And as long as your star player believes you're doing everything, he's going to keep on staying. It's when all of a sudden that stops. And the problem ends up being either you're not spending the money or you're not giving up assets. Because if Giannis isn't there, it's hard to win.
That's Mark Lastry. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
After the disopposition came down, I signed 2 executive orders. My administration took a number of actions to protect the access to reproductive health care. And it's just the one I signed, the 3rd executive order, which is to strengthen the affordability of high-quality contraception. The idea that I had to do that, no, really, think about it. Think about it. I know I'm 198 years old, but all kidding aside, think about that. I never, ever thought I'd be signing an executive order protecting the right to contraception.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, rock star.
Well, we need to properly jingle you in.
Oh.
How's it feel to jingle yourself?
Yeah.
Dirty.
Stephanie can't jingle herself.
She's not good at it.
When she's on with Stephanie, she's doing the best she can. When it comes to rapping, I hope you'll understand that I love Jody Hamilton.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
As the jingle says, I'm Jody Hamilton, sitting in for Ms. Miller, who is going on vacation starting today.
Yes.
Correct? She's still in town. She might come down, maybe?
She may.
She may walk down those stairs.
She may. We have Rude Pundit at the bottom of this hour.
That's right.
And special guest T-Rex, a.k.a. David Ferguson, in hour number 3, who I get to talk to every Thursday, and then I get to talk to him twice this week, I think.
Half of the Goth Ninja.
It's the
ninjas.
Other Goth Ninja. And then Mary Trump is an honorary.
Explain what a Goth Ninja is for those who don't know.
David and I are on the Bob Seska show every Thursday.
Okay.
And we have been nicknamed the Goth Ninjas.
Okay.
And so that's that.
As you do.
As we do. 323-410-0458 is the
please
phone
call.
Number. Please clap. So yes, the president had to sign these executive orders on Friday. He signed them for the unfortunate anniversary of the Dobbs decision. And there's more stuff to do, but this will help expand contraceptive access to people in places where it's harder to get anything. It's not going to help necessarily abortion access for a lot of people, though in the military, it's going to be better for women in the military that need to get abortion care. Jen Klein, the director of the Gender Policy Council for the White House, she says, "While contraception cannot replace the need for abortion services or fill a gap left by a law."
Watch out! Watch out!
And that's a whole lot.
Watch out! I can talk about my Michigan brother. You can't,
man. But I tell you, that is one good brother.
Oh man, he's salt of the earth, man. I see him. He be moving and shaking, man, making things happen, not just for himself but for other people. I take my hat off to him. I mean, you go back and you look at that Fab Five they used to have.
Oh yeah,
dominate. Remember they used to dominate Wisconsin.
Yeah,
dominate. Yeah. Them shorts. They started the long shorts movement.
You
got out of them. got out of them shorts, them shorts where you're looking at. If you dunk, something gonna fall out.
Yeah, well, you know, those are the kind of shorts I used to wear.
I could tell, Earl. I could see you walking around somebody's barbecue and somebody's barbecue and sit down and something fall out.
Hey, man, this is a family show, man.
I'm just saying, man.
Hey, man. You know, Gilbert, on a serious note, man, I read a really, man, touching article about a young man that you've been in his life and his family's life. Man, this is under the helmet with the grave digger, man. I don't want you to blow your own horn. Let me toot it. Let me blow your horn for you, man. Because this story, man, I shed a tear, man, after reading that story last week or week before last, I think it was. And I hated that I had a cold, because it was the one thing I wanted to talk about with you and make sure that the audience was aware of. And as this young man now, who was born with missing one arm, and what was his other? Was it the, can't remember. I don't know if it's the other arm was short or something else, man.
I can't never explain it right because it's hard to. I don't know. He really doesn't have any arms, to tell you the truth. You know, it's kind of hard to explain. You know, some people get to the point where they call it like a flipper arm or something. I don't like doing like that. You know what I'm saying? I just like to say he has a disability that he make work.
Well, he clearly has made things work. You've been involved with him and his family since the age of what?
I think I've been around him since he was 6 months.
6 months. He's now 17 years old.
Yes, sir.
And Gilbert, we hear people, all of us, you know, people have maladies, man. People are born with different challenges in life. And we hear people who, you know, got two arms, two legs, you know, and are healthy. And they complain all the time. I ain't got enough money. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. You run a foundation, man, that is earmarked to working with people who struggle and all those kinds of things. Does it ever bother you sometimes when healthy people complain all the time about this and about that, and then you know all these people who struggle through life and succeed?
It's tough, Earl. I mean, we bitch about everyday process and everyday doing something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And this cat, man, he's like one of my heroes, man. His attitude, his determination, I put him above some of the top football players I know.
With his mental toughness,
his everything, just because he's at a disability in life.
Right. Physical disability.
And it can't be fixed.
Right.
And he's still doing what he got to do, man. This cat, man, I tell you, he's learning how to drive with his disability. He's played football with his disability.
Yeah, he's a kicker.
He did track. He did all. He wanted to be a normal cat, but he can't. He has to have a surgery every so many months or years in between for this rod in his back that has to be, as he grows, has to be extended.
Right.
Tell me about somebody that's bitching about I ain't got no money. You tell me about somebody that's bitching about this, that, or the other with two arms and two legs. This kid, man, is my hero. I ain't his hero. He's my hero. He's my determination of getting up in the morning doing what I do, because I must tell myself, what would Caden do Would he sit around and cry about this situation? Would he get off his ass and get something done? That's what I'm talking about.
You know, Gilbert, when I saw the photo of your foundation and others who came together to purchase a vehicle for this young man. Mm-hmm. Now, you're talking about he wants to be independent, right? The vehicle will make him totally independent. Is it safe to say that?
Yes. The thing that happened about it was, you know, he got another brother, another sister and everything. Everybody doing what they got to do. But, you know, regular family in Wisconsin, they ain't got no money to buy this kid no car.
Right.
So when I heard this cat was, when I heard this cat was walking to work, I said, oh no, not my homeboy. Not my homeboy. I got off my ass and did something for my homeboy so he ain't got to walk to work. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He already doing what he got to do. I need the help. And that's what we did over at the Gilbert Brown Foundation. Period.
You know, Gilbert, clearly you wouldn't have come on and talked about the story.
I wouldn't. You had me tied up, hog tied, and told me we gonna do something. So
well, man, I've been thinking about the story since I read about it, and the fact, and he's not just
you know the things, Earl. You know the things I do. I ain't looking for no money. I ain't looking for no recognition. I ain't looking for nothing. You know what I want? Just that smile. That's all I need.
You know, man, that young man, not only that young man does things for other people, man.
Oh, my God. I mean, we was giving away bikes for disabled children. This kid got off his tail and helped me give away some bikes. Spent time his Saturdays, his Fridays, helping me give other kids with disability bikes. And I ain't even ask him.
Right.
He come to me and said, can I help? I said, boy, you do what you want to do.
Yeah, man.
I love that kid, man.
It is a really interesting story. And I don't know where they can find that story, Gilbert. What's the guy who does the writing for
Robin?
You? That's yeah.
Robin?
They can go to him.
Yeah, Robin
what?
Yeah. Robin, I think it's Wisconsin Heroics. I believe that's what it is.
Yeah, Wisconsin Heroic. Yeah. But if you want an encouraging story, if you're down and you think all the chips are stacked against you, and it's difficult for you to get up in the morning, you need to read this story.
How about after the break, Earl, we'll find out what Robin writes all this stuff so everybody can start reading it. Just because, you know, I can go through life without anybody telling me anything, man. So I appreciate it. I appreciate Robin doing what he does, man. I love that cat because that cat puts it down for us.
It's a great story. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, and my voice is back on the
They're
early
great too.
So we'll be right back.
One call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Says Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for isolated showers today. Otherwise, overcast. Daytime highs approaching 77. Winds out of the north, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 55 tonight. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs level off around 82. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday and Thursday. Upper 70s Wednesday, low 80s by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 64.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
All right, welcome back to the Early Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means under the helmet with the grave digger, none other than Gilbert Brown is on the line, man. So Gilbert, before we went to break, man, you know, we had talked about this heart-wrenching story about a young man whose life you've been engaged in with his family since he was 6 months old. This young man is born with what they call a flipper, and because one of his arms, there is no arm, and the other one is not even a forearm. And this young man has been doing and dedicating his life to serving and helping other people. And so you, Gilbert, this young man now is 17 years old. He's not a boy anymore. And he works, and you noticed the young man didn't have, he told you he walked to work, and you made your contacts and was able to help purchase a vehicle for this young man to get back and forth to work. And the story was written by a young man that you want to tell us about, another young man.
I don't know, man. It's just one of those things where, you know, my foundation, my mission statement is to help children, you know. It can be from cancer. It can be from depression. It can be from bullying. It can be from disabilities. It can be from a lot of different things that my foundation does. And at the end of the day, what's so great about my teammates is if I pick up the phone and ask them to come help, they come running.
Right.
It's to the point where it's for us, some people might say, oh man, you know, we got some work to do. But then again, we miss that camaraderie in the locker room.
Right.
And this is why the guys are coming, is because we miss each other. And in order for us to see each other, we doing good for someone else. That's what a Green Bay Packer is all about.
You know, man, you talked about that camaraderie. That will stay with you guys for the rest of your lives, right? Because, you know, Willie Davis and them, even to the end of his life, whenever the Packers had a game, a big game in Green Bay, all them cats, if they could barely walk, they made it there, man. And I don't care how many times over those years them cats got back together, time and time and time. And so is it just like yesterday when you get together?
You know what, man? I love seeing Jerry Kramer turn the corner and see Dave Robinson.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's like no matter what they've been through or what happened to them or whatever, you can feel the love between those two.
You mean even to this day?
Even to this day.
You know, Gilbert, part of it has to be, because I watch those guys, and those guys are two of a few that are left, right? Their circle gets smaller and smaller.
Yeah, every year, man. Every year, man. I mean, Bart Starr was a great individual to be able to know.
Right.
And meet. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Humble.
And he was an integral part of the Green Bay Packers and that tradition that was pushed down through the years. He started it as a player.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Losing him and then seeing these guys when they do get together, Boyd, Dollar, all these guys, you know, even Lynn Dickey and that his crew through the year.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? And it's kind of like I sit around and I'll go back and forth with Lynn Dickey because we got a connection. Lynn Dickey went to Kansas State. I went to Kansas. So we can be going back and forth about the college rivalry. It's that love, that connection that an old guy and a younger guy get, but it's all still in that locker room of the Green Bay Packers, no matter what age you are.
Well, you know what, Gilbert? You and your generation pretty soon are going to be the elders as these cats start to fade away. That's the way the life cycle is. And so all those years that you guys were, you know, seeing Bart and them, man, Willie Davis and all them cats, these younger cats going to be seeing y'all. And y'all
You know what's hard about that, Earl, is that over the years, you lose some people.
Right.
And off that team, I believe we lost three. Fritz Shermer, Reggie White, and Wayne Simmons. Three integral parts of us winning that Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the suck part about it.
Well, you know though, Gilbert, imagine. People just try to imagine the first Super Bowl, the second Super Bowl. Green Bay Packers won the first two Super Bowls. And that group and all of them, there's only a handful of guys left, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's only a handful of them left. And guess what? I watched the first two Super Bowls, man. To me, those were the Super Bowls because it was the NFL against the AFL. They weren't playing each other during the season. And so you wait to the end of the year to see who was the best. And, man, it'll bring back great memories. When we come back, man, we got to go to a break. When we come back, speaking of great memories, the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers on Thanksgiving. Got to go to a break. Under the helmet with the gray. Hey, Lions, man, not kitties. Lions. I got to go to a break. 9672789. Under the helmet with the grave digger. We'll be right back.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom Ankrut. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The leader of the Russian mercenary Wagner Group, not seen since the deal was worked out over the weekend, sending him to Belarus. Yevgeny Prigozhin has stayed out of sight following his troops heading for and then turning around from Moscow in what appeared to be part of a military coup. ABC's Ian Pannell speaking to a senior aide to Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Given what we've seen happening in Russia, do you believe we're now at the beginning of the end of the war in Ukraine?
He says, without a doubt, it's the beginning of the end.
The Coast Guard heading up the investigation into the implosion of the Titan submersible. the chief investigator saying he hopes to find out what went wrong and then make sure it doesn't happen again. A week of what could be severe weather expected ahead. There were deadly tornadoes in Indiana over the weekend. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has released additional details in a Vernon County shooting that left one man dead. The Department of Justice said 61-year-old William Boardman was leaving a home on June 16th in Genoa and tried to flee from a sheriff's deputy during a traffic stop. The deputy, Jonathan Brown, hung onto the side of the vehicle and shot Boardman after he refused to stop. Boardman was pronounced dead at the scene. The DOJ is still investigating the shooting. A part of La Crosse Central High School will open today after being closed due to an electrical fire in the building's HVAC last Wednesday. The school district said all summer classes and activities would continue as scheduled, although some of them may be moved to a different location until the rest of the building is open. And one of the state's longest-running country music festivals wrapped up over the weekend, Country Fest in Kidat. Expected record crowds of around 100,000 people. During the event, they announced a few of next year's headliners. Eric Church, Keith Urban, and Jake Owen will be part of the lineup in 2024. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Works Twitter, Instagram.
Gilbert, 844-967-2789. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. So, Gilbert, the Packers are playing the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving. Let me tell you, man, my memories as a young boy and first getting turned on to football as a young boy. The Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving. Man, family together, you know, my entire family together, cousins, everybody, mother, you know, cooking that big meal. I didn't realize just how hard she was working until I started trying to do something like that. And and getting everybody together around noon. That game used to be around 2 o'clock then. And knowing that the Green Bay Packers with Bart Starr, and Willie Wood and Herb Attlee and Paul Horning and Jim Taylor and Bob Skowronski and Jerry Kramer and Ray Nitschke and man and what was the cat's name? Tight end
Max.
No, Max McGee was wide receiver. Tight end. I forgot his name, man. But on and on and on. And man, as a young man, watching those games is my first love of football on Thanksgiving. And it used to be every year. It was the Packers and the Lions on Thanksgiving. The greatest day of the year to watch football was the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions. They're bringing that back.
Let me break it down to you, Earl. First of all, how could you tell which team was which when y'all was watching it black and white?
That's what made it, man.
Because that's how if it's like what you say it is, it you just coming off of leather helmets and stuff. So it was just like. How can you tell which team is which when you don't know the color of the team? Because your TV was black and white.
Well, because one team had a lion on the side of the helmet. The other team had a G on it. So that's how you could tell the difference. But what it was, Gilbert, was tradition.
Yes.
Football is about tradition. Is it or is it not? When you talk about pro football.
And tradition is the deep. Not long is the Detroit Lions playing on Thanksgiving. Love them or hate them, they had to play on Thanksgiving because they were the Thanksgiving team. Them and then, you know, Dallas
and slipped Dallas.
In somewhere.
And because, later on Dallas,
because
right.
Because they had to be America's team, which is crap. But, of course, you know, Dallas is Dallas and Detroit Lions is Detroit Lions. But as far as tradition, two of the most storied franchises in the NFL have most of all of the tradition. I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Both of those teams have the biggest fan base, one of the biggest fan bases in the NFL.
Both kind of smaller towns.
There you go.
You know, Kansas City,
One known for barbecue, one known for cheese.
Man, Kansas City, Lynn Dawson, Willie Lanier.
Oh, my God.
I love the Chiefs because the Chiefs were the first team that had white shoes, man. Everybody else.
Wasn't your boy with the Chiefs, Fred Williamson?
Fred the Hammer Williamson, the first one who wore white shoes, man. And the second, first Super Bowl.
I used to love to see him and Jim Brown and them black exploitation movies. Oh my God.
I was watching one.
That was clean brothers then. Had the Afro type. They were smacking around people.
I was watching one the other night, man. But anyway,
which one?
Man, anyway, let's get to this, man. It's what? This is June, the end of June. You're getting ready in a month. Camp starts. Gilbert, what are you feeling? What are the players feeling at this time? They, you know, they've had the rookie camp. Now everybody is, you know, left alone, and now you're really working out. If you're looking to make the team, you're working every second of every day, right? I mean, you can't do nothing but think about the game right now.
Just about her. I mean, I used to be guilty of telling myself I wake up today, let's say that on today, and say, man, I better get up and start working out, man, you know. And then the day get away from you, and then the next day, oh, man, I better get up and start working out. So by the time camp come around, you'd be like, man, I should have worked
out. I know. supposed to forget. But you
but it's dedication.
Yeah, but you you already had a name for yourself. I'm talking about these young guys trying to make it, man. That's all. That's got to be. They got to lock themselves up, right?
I mean, being a rookie, being a unrestricted rookie, being a guy that's just trying to get on a team, undrafted guy.
Right.
You best to be in the lab doing what you're supposed to do. You got to, man, just because you don't know what's expected of you. You don't know if you're going to make this team or not. So you got to put it down before you put it down.
So it's got to be hard for a guy, Gilbert, because once they make it to Lambeau Field or any of the other pro teams and somebody called them and said, we want you to come and try out. These are all guys who've been stars wherever they've been.
Yeah.
Right? They never had to worry about if I'm going to make it. They were the star wherever they were. I mean, is it safe to say that?
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you this. That first preseason game, but as a Green Bay Packer, which no other team can say this because everybody else sucks. As a Green Bay Packer, your first game is family night.
Right, right.
Because in Green Bay Packer world, it's standing room only on family night.
Yeah, yeah, but Gilbert.
That's just a scrimmage for anybody else. So, but that's a full-fledged game for us.
But during your time, they hit on family night, right?
Oh, it's a scrimmage. Yeah.
They're not really hitting now.
I don't know about now. I don't even want to watch it now. But I know. Back when we played, it was a controlled ass whooping going on.
How can you control a whooping?
Because now everybody out there, your girlfriend that finally came up and seen you after, and now you get to be whooping somebody's tail in front of everybody that you love. And everybody that's watching you and the media is critiquing you. So you got to go out there and put it down, man. You can't go out there and say, oh, this is just another practice. No.
Let me ask you. So the coaches kind of know. They've been watching guys.
Yeah.
They kind of know who's got the skill sets. And now almost. They want to see, huh?
Almost, Earl. Almost. Okay. Because when the lights come on, when there's people in the stands, you get a different player from where you see that guy just going out, going through the motions in practice. You see what I'm saying? So now they go, that's why they do what they do, because now they want to see what you do when the lights come on, before the real lights come on. You see what I'm saying?
So, well, because you've been out there, so we're trying to get the fans and the people listening to try to comprehend what that means when the light comes on. So when you're on the practice field and they're timing you and you running hard and you think you're giving it your level best and everything you got, it's levels to it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. There's a switch that you got to turn on, Earl.
Does everybody have a switch?
No, they don't. That's why they get cut. You got to understand, Earl, when you're out and you're running, a route. Let's say you're running a route, but you run a 4.5 or 4.6. But when game time come on,
it better be 4.4.
You running a 4.3 or 4.4. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to be able to show that, or you're gonna get cut. You got to be able to be a man and take that double team on. If you don't take that double team on, you're gonna get cut.
Well, a double team is a whooping.
What I just say, a controlled ass whooping.
Hey, man.
Now, when it comes on Sunday, when it comes up on Sunday, it's an unleashed ass whooping.
Did you ever take one?
A what?
A whooping.
An ass whooping?
Yeah.
No, I give them. I don't take them.
Even in a double team?
I give them. I don't take them. I was a grown ass man amongst boys out there, Earl. Mama Brown ain't make no pump.
You know, man, I just wonder, man, you know, when these guys, they're working hard, man, they're putting it all. And even back then, you guys had 6 preseason games, Gilbert.
A lot of preseason games.
Yeah, you had 6 preseason games.
Bro, let me explain something to you. We had St. Norbert's.
Right.
The college. In the hallway. When it's so quiet and you can hear somebody walking down the hallway in your dorm room.
Right.
So at 6 o'clock in the morning, and the Grim Reaper come knocking on your door, you hear that, man. You can hear them knock on the other guy's door and say, hey, man, when you get up this morning, grab your playbook. The coach want to see you. Dog. And that Grim Reaper for us was Reggie McKenzie. He would come knock on your door and tell you, hey, man, the Grim Reaper want to see you. Oh my God. He one time they knocked on my door. I said, oh Lord.
That's
he opened the door. I said, hey man, what you want, man? What you want? Hey man, don't get your stuff today. We need to see your stuff today. Okay.
Let me ask you, man. It's gotta be heartbreaking. You know, when you leave it all out there. You know, like I said, they used to have 6 preseason games. So everybody would get a real chance in 3 preseason games. Everybody really can't get a fair shot, right?
It's up to you, Earl. You've been taught from day one. Every time you put your hand in the dirt is your opportunity to shine. So it's on you. You can't get mad at them. If you're not doing your job, hey, Gilbert, taking hold of your responsibility.
I know, but you guys see it that way. Is it that they're not doing what they should do? Or is it just that they're not getting enough time to get to show what they can do?
Earl, if they tell you, you only got 4 plays to make us love you, you better take those 4 plays and do something.
You can show them in 4 plays?
I can show them in 2.
Hold that thought, man. Hold that thought. Got to go to a break.
I'm a bad man.
I know, man. But what about the other guys? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger and Earl Ingram. We'll be right back.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186. All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs,
GTWLawyers.com. Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for isolated showers today, otherwise overcast.
Daytime highs approaching 77. Winds out of the north, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 55 tonight. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs level off around 82. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday and Thursday. Upper 70s Wednesday, low 80s by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 65.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
Can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's under the helmet with the gravedigger. You know, Gilbert, so the Grim Reaper knocks on the door. And guys that you've become friends with, guys you've been pulling for, guys who, you know, let's say defensive tackles and the guys you connected with, defensive linemen, and you kind of build a fraternity, right? These young guys, you've been around, they're watching you, they're learning, and you're pulling for them. And how's it feel, man? Got, you know, when the guy don't make it.
It's one of those days where you come in the locker room and their locker's cleaned out because you didn't know.
Right.
You didn't know. They didn't know. I mean, I ain't gonna say his name. I had one cat that we was thick as thieves together, man. My first couple years in Green Bay. And he had a swim move that could not be unmatched. He would beat you off the line, and some of the offensive linemen were still in their stain.
So he'd get under him.
That all was good until one day we went in and we had to do a tested. So me and him was together the whole summer working out, doing what we had, because I used to stay in Green Bay. I ain't go home.
Right.
So we get in there and we have a bench test. The defensive lineman got to do a bench test. So we, you know, some guys warming up, whatever. Reggie would get under there. They put 315. Our bench test was 315, not 225, 315. Reggie would get under there, pop out about, I don't know, 20, 25.
Yeah, he was a strong man.
I get under there. I'm getting about 18, 19. My homeboy that I love to death, he gets under there. They take it off the, you know, you got a spotter. They take it off the rack.
Right.
It goes straight to his chest. It goes straight to his chest and don't move. Oh, come on. They put it back on the rack for him. That end of the day, I ain't see him no more.
Was he a veteran?
Over a bench test.
Was he a veteran?
No, he wasn't a veteran. Oh, he was okay. A young guy.
Yeah.
He was gone. I ain't never seen him again.
You know, man, you know, Gilbert, yeah, as we ramp up towards the season, I can't wait, man, till we get a chance to talk about what happens after the games and all those kind of things, because in the twinkling of an eye, it'll be here, right? The games and all that stuff going to be here.
You know what, Earl? There is no other team that you can get your confidence up. You got to get your mind right to open up with the Chicago Bears.
Oh, man. Man.
There are no other team that you can. They the get right team. We need to get right. So let's pick the Chicago Bears to get right.
Look, man. Opening game, the Packers and the Bears.
Hey, guess what? In a couple of weeks, I think in July, I got to go do a softball game. Me. A softball game. With guess who? Mike Singletary of the Chicago Bears.
Here was a guy who was undersized. Mike Singletary wasn't a big man, was he?
Mike Singletary, he goes into that realm of wow. I mean, you look at a middle linebacker like that, and you think of, well, where did Ray Lewis and all them boys get that tenacity, that fire?
Yeah, but Ray Lewis was a big man. Mike Singletary was kind of a short guy. Gilbert, I don't think he weighed more than 225.
Don't get it twisted though. Them little guys, look at Sam Mills.
Oh yeah.
Sam Mills was a monster at 5'9", 5'8".
Right, don't tell
me a little guy they get caught up in all this 6'5", 6'. Don't tell me you can never measure a man's heart. Never.
Gilbert, you know, they probably couldn't play today.
I beg to differ, man. I beg to differ.
Look the lineman, Gilbert, 320.
I know some dudes that's 5'5" and knock your teeth out.
But I'm not a pro football player.
No, we ain't talking about you, Earl. You 5'2" and you 5'2" and gray hair. You ain't knocking nothing out but a sandwich.
You know, man. If they look today at the stats, the physical stats of that same man you talking about, great Hall of Fame player. Mike Singletary, because I saw him play all in his career, they would say too small.
They would, but you got to give him, by his play, you got to give him an opportunity to see what he can do. And he going to show you. Remember I told you about them four plays?
Right.
Singletary will show you in 2-2. He'll show it to you. Just give him a lead. If anybody know what a lead is where the quarterback drops back, the fullback is coming through the hole with the tailback coming right behind. a great linebacker is going to stone that fullback in the hole so that running back will run right up his back and go nowhere.
Oh, okay.
That's a Mike Singletary staple play.
So Gilbert, right now the Packers, number 74, he's an offensive tackle. He's a left tackle, I think, or a right tackle for the Packers. Just signed that big contract.
Right tackle.
Big guy. Yeah. Big boy.
Yeah.
He coming through that hole, and Singletary weighs 230. Singletary got his hands full.
Oh, he got his hands full, but guess what? Big boy going to have his hands full, too. Because if Singletary get up under that chin, it's old. It's all about leverage. It's all about leverage. And that boy had leverage, man. And he had the heart to play. And I'm talking about a Chicago Bear, too. I'm about to throw up.
Hey Gilbert, man, we at the end.
Nitschke had it, too, now.
Hey Gilbert, we at the end.
Look at this, man. Time flies when we're having fun.
Yeah, man. It does, man. It's always good to see you. It's always good to talk to you, my friend. We'll be in touch. Hey, I got to talk to you about what we talked about earlier. So I'm going to reach out to you later on this afternoon.
Okay, brother.
All right.
Calvin, I'll let you.
That's Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. It's Monday. That means Mondays with my co-host, Sandy Williams.
Big Sandy?
Yeah, Sandy is here. We'll be back.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin.